Good evening, everyone. It is, what's the date today? It is the 18th of March, and it's 7 p.m. This is John Adolfi. I'm here with a lot of real estate champions. All right, we're going to have some fun tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about auction services and how this is the new thing in real estate and how you can capitalize on using these auction services that are out there. And I'm not talking about the local ones that we're so familiar with, like BrowseTex. I'm talking about something else. So we'll get to that in just a second. Before we do that, I want to make an announcement for the next monthly event. It's going to be done a little bit differently. Yes, we're going to have the event here April 15th at 7 p.m. for another motivational roundtable discussion. You know, we do a number of different formats, and so we're going to still have that. But at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we are going to have a spring fling social here at the office, which means that we're going to have a bunch of bonus giveaways. We're going to have desserts, homemade desserts. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to start serving. So you're welcome to come. We'll be utilizing this area right here as just a socialized area. So have some dessert, hang out, talk real estate, network. And then those who have signed up for the event will remain. And those who haven't can just go next door and still hang out at the office if they want to until they're ready to leave. So,
could you do that with a straight face on IRS then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. IRS day, Tom says.
I'm done. My CPA is done. She goes to play golf.
Now, a couple of things I'd like to direct you to before we get into our topic tonight, and that's the HomePath site. And if you've never been on HomePath.com, I want you to see it now for the first time and get to know this. Those of you who are listening, this is something that you need to put in your favorites. And so you go to www.homepath.com, then navigate to New York, and then from there there's a drop down and you can go to any of the 62 counties in New York State, and we concentrate here on Onondaga, Oswego, occasionally Madison, occasionally Oneida, and Cayuga. And I wanted to show you here tonight that unlike HUD right at the moment, there are 25 properties that either are currently for sale or have recently sold. And in this case, there are approximately about 17 that are available. We've got things such as Harding Street. There's a 6-bedroom, 2-family for $58,500, so a 3 and a 3. We've got one on Bellevue that's a 2-family too for $35,000. Park Street, $19,900. McCool, that started off a lot more than $44,900. That's been on the market forever in East Syracuse. Butternut for $19,500. Some of these are.
McCool is in the town of DeWitt.
Town of DeWitt.
What number Butternut?
1020 Butternut Street. So take a look, 2332 Midland Ave for $18,000. And then I want to draw your attention to something that you guys and gals may want for yourself personally. 8964 Beach Road. And this is on the lake. It's on the Cicero side, up Lakeshore Road. It says Brewerton here. Now, it started off at... it's been on the market since... Oh, golly. I showed it in the fall. And it started at $239,900. It's down to $199,900. They would probably take $189,900, maybe. Okay, right around there. The house is in perfect condition. It's got a huge garage across the street. I'm talking massive, massive, deep, massive, and it's got this beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. When you walk out of the sliding glass door to the backyard, it's level and just tapers just right down to the shoreline. It's really precious. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. It is 8964 Beach Road. Yep, zip code is 13029. It's beautiful. Does not have a basement. Okay. Does not have a basement. So that's it. Okay, so tonight, Tonight we are going to be talking about auction services. Now, the auction services that you are probably familiar with up to this point is BrazTex. Or some of the other real estate companies have thrown in their hat over the last several years, and they have involved themselves in auction services also. And typically what's involved with that is that you somehow get notified, whether you're on your mailing list or you see a sign, and then you see what the date is, and then you basically come to an open house. They usually have it two open house. This is unscripted, okay?
Two open house events.
Thank you. I love it when we have the educated here helping out the uneducated. So,
well, we were both in the Navy.
Yes, we were both in the Navy. That's right. And then you just show up the day of the auction, and then they do their thing. Yeah, throw your hat in the ring, and typically you'll have 2 to 3 people. That, you know, if you ever go to an auction, don't be intimidated by the amount of people that show up. Two things. Number one, 90+% of them are looky-loos.
Right.
And number two, the cheapest people in the whole entire universe go to auctions.
The very first bid knocks 90% of them out.
There you go.
It's higher than what they were going to.
Laura was just saying that the first bid usually knocks everybody out for the most part.
Yeah.
I'll give you one quick example of a. There was a house up here on Main Street. It's green. You can go by it. It's on the left-hand side. It's right near the high school, across the street from the high school. And I went inside of it, and at the time they tried to sell it for $54.9, $59.9, $54.9, $49.9, and I think they had it on the market for $45.9 at the time they had the auction go on. Now imagine a house that hasn't been touched in like 40 years inside, okay? The outside had green vinyl siding. It was okay. They sold it for $22,000. And from a realtor's marketing perspective, there are price points that they never did try to get to try to market it before they accepted 22. That's the risk that you take when you're selling a house at auction. And if they had said, no, wait, we don't want to sell this, they would already have paid about a $1,500 marketing fee up front, and they would have had to have paid 10%, or in this case, $2,200 or $2,300 to redeem it, which was the auction fee so that BrazTex can get paid on both ends. So, you know, the auctioneer makes out, but the homeowner is in a risk situation.
Did Bernie always do a no reserve clause?
No, there are reserve ones. Yeah, and I don't know how that works out in the wash as far as, you know, I haven't been to enough of them to see it. But, yeah, he does do reserve. And, again, reserve just means that, hey, Bernie, we're not going to sell it unless we get at least $50,000 per se, you know. And so there's not and some of them are absolute, which means that $1 can take it. You know, $1, meaning the minimum amount that you can bid. And I had one of my investors show up at an auction, and nobody showed. And he got the thing for $18,000. Now, I don't know what it was worth, but he was the only one. And he offered them less than what they were asking. And he walked away with a really great deal. So auctions can be one of the better places, but it's time consuming. Okay? With what we're doing here, it's much more time efficient, but not all the time are you going to be able to whack one home over the fence like you can at an auction when everything lines up, you know, for you. Now, let me talk to you about this new online auction service. There's two of them that I'm aware of right now that are powerhouses out there moving property out, or at least attempting to, and that's auction.com. And we're going to talk about HubZoo, and that's spelled H-U-B as in boy, Z-U. Not HUD, like HUD Homes. Hub as in a hubcap, zoozu.com. Here's how I became aware of HubZoo. I had been aware of it for some time, but never did pay any attention to it. And then I was doing a short sale. And a short sale is when I'm representing the seller, listing their property, trying to get as much as we can, but we're going to have to ultimately ask the bank to forgive a certain amount of money that is owed because we can't get the sale price to meet that at least their expenses. That's a short sale. All of a sudden, we are in the throes of collecting offers last fall on a particular property. And once we did, we submitted it. It was going to be accepted. I got a verbal okay on it. Suddenly, Hubzu comes out of the woodwork and says, and the bank says, you're going to have to auction it off through Hubzu. I'm like going, huh? We already got a verbal. We were waiting for a written. And you're saying, what? Why? We just changed our policy. All, you know, this one particular bank. All of our properties are going through Hubzu now from this point forward.
Bank of America.
And I'm like going, wow. And this is their reasons, okay? And I respect their reasons. Each bank has an investor in the background. And when they have to accept less in a short sale, they have to turn to the investor and say, are you willing to take less? Mm-hmm. Now, the investor is saying, I like this online auction idea because it exposes this property to the national market. It's basically local, but still national market. And it allows me to see that we really are getting the highest and best offer out there. So we took the property, put it on Hubzu, let them do their thing. And sure enough, we did sell it to the same person that put the offer in previous, just that they had to pay $8,000 more. Okay? So, we're going to go over that tonight. Here's some of the properties that go through Hubzu. Short sales. And I'm not going to say all of them do because not all banks have signed up for this. Okay? But that's what they're starting to do. Short sales are one of the ways that banks maximize their, and it's not to say that they're going to maximize it. This is just their way of doing it. It doesn't mean they're going to get more money doing it this way each and every time. Yes, Liz?
Banks that are involved.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah.
But if you go to the addresses on there, sometimes they'll put the bank down there if you reach through some of the other documentation that's on there. Mm-hmm. Or if you take that address and go to another website, look up the information, you can see which banks. That's how I happen to know today. I was in here quite a bit.
Right.
And Bank of America is one of the banks that funnels through here.
Uh-huh. HomePath, believe it or not, when you go to the HomePath site, they've taken some, not off, but referred them to Hubzu to see what they can do with it. So not all of them go there, though, but they do. There are bank-owned properties. That's when the bank takes it back from the homeowners through a foreclosure action, and they're holding on to it. They don't maybe have the ability to get paid off by a government agency that has it insured, so it may be theirs. Or they may not want to do that, but they may want to try to unload it themselves through this marketing means. So you have bank-owned properties, and then you have owner-owned properties, believe it or not, that go through these.
More traditional sale.
That's right, a traditional sale with a regular real estate agent and going through Hubzu. Now, what types of properties are on Hubzu? You got 1 to 4 families. So you got single family, 2 to 4 family, condos, townhomes, land, and mobile homes. So you got pretty wide. Yeah. So that's 1 to 4 family, condos, townhomes, land, and mobile homes. All right.
Do you have to pay a subscription fee?
No. No. I'm going to show you on page 1 of your syllabus here. I want you to see that the first thing you're going to want to do is to register. Okay? And for those of you out here who are listening to this and would like to get your hands on a syllabus, just hit reply on any one of the emails and say, John, send me your Hubzu syllabus and I'll send you a PDF of this so that you can go along with it or just examine it, you know, whether you're listening to this or not, or go along with it. But first thing you want to do is to register. And that's easy. All you got to do is go right up here and register. All right? When you click on that, this is what's going to come up. This right here. And we'll just go ahead and show you. Okay? What describes you best? Are you an investor? Are you a homeowner or homeowner occupant? Purchasing a first-time home buyer? Are you an agent? First name, last name, screen name. If you want bluegill, you know, you can put bluegill in there and then that's your screen name. You may not want to identify yourself while the auction is going on. So you have a alias, okay, an avatar. All right, email address, password, confirm your password, phone number. You don't have to put your phone number in there. You don't have to put the price range or location of interest. Just the ones that have the red asterisk. All right? That's your first step. Once you do that, now let's go on to page 2. John, yes?
Your email password, is that what it wants?
Email and a password.
Not my email password. I'm not computer savvy.
No, that's fine. So you're going to put your email in here, martyfall@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then down here, you're going to put in there...
login password.
Yeah.
For this site.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. You can have that anything you want. All right, so let's go back to the website. Now, on both the auction services of auction.com and Hubzoo, you'll find, and with some of these other websites, they're going to this large field where you can put in an MLS number, property ID number, but more importantly, like a location, an address, a state, a zip code. And that's a good place to start, just to get your feet wet. Just go in there and just put Syracuse, New York. Okay? And then click on it, and then it'll show you properties that are in Syracuse or near it. Okay? I'm not really crazy about their search engine. Let me show you why. You see on page 2 here, you see this, when you start clicking around, okay, and I won't be able to duplicate it exactly here, but when you start clicking their search filters, you know, for the home buyer, this is great. Oh, I want 3+ bedrooms, you know. I want 2+ baths. This is great for the homeowner. I want to pay, you know, minimum price, $75,000. Maximum price, you know, $200,000. And property type, I want a single family home. That's great for the home buyer. But for the investor, I like dealing with areas. I like to see what's in an area. I like to search personally by county and then drill down from there. Now, you can do that, but I had to stumble on that. No, it's not apparent that you can do it. I'm going to use this as a bonus right at the very end. But I just want to let you know, as in all appearances, the way they've got this, it's not the best thing for investor if you want to see what's in a specific township or more importantly, I believe, a county, okay?
You can't just put Onondaga County.
Yes, you can. That's going to be the bonus at the end. Because I didn't discover that until after I got done with this whole 9-page syllabus. Then I said, you know, I think I'm just going to try something, all right?
You sit there and pretend that we're all not as smart as you.
And no, thankfully, Dennis... I like that. Okay, so notice as you do a refined search here, you see you've got listing status, under review, under contract, active, preview, sale type, any, auction, traditional, listing type, bank owned, who cares?
Yeah,
who cares if it's bank owned or bank not bank owned or short sale? I mean, there might be somebody that really does care about that, but personally I don't. It is what it is. I just want to see the property and I want to see it in per county, you know. Single family. But if you do want something very specific, you know, pre-MLS, hot properties. Hot properties means that the property's just been viewed a lot of times by a lot of people. So that's what a hot property means. Okay. Next page. Sort by. Again, featured. You can see featured high, low price. I don't like any of them. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give away what Dennis.
Sorry.
You ever heard of spoilers? No. The problem is that Dennis is really smart and he asked a really smart question. And the question is, can't you just put Onondaga County in the big search box on the front, on the home page? And the answer is, yes, you can. And I'm going to show you what that looks like. So we'll do Onondaga County. And then we'll just New York, NY. And that's the way you really want to search for your properties. So Onondaga County, there you go. And you've got, now let me see, if you want to put 64 items per page that way, it'll really, okay.
There's got to be something earlier.
In Onondaga County?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I'm only getting...
Oh, that's your maximum. Person.
Yeah, that's the maximum. I'm getting 8.
Oh, I might have been...
Oh, you're
right. Sorry.
That's okay. So we've got something on Kramer Road in Syracuse. Elbow Road is very interesting. We've been working on that one in North Syracuse, yeah. And we got one on Borghese, which is the townhomes for $42,420 is the current bid on that. And we've got a couple others that looks like they've...
Elbow Road, John, on Elbow Road, it's the minimum bid $62,000. You can't go below that?
That's correct. You cannot go below the minimum bid. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at one of these, okay? It's okay. Go ahead.
So the postal says you can only do 82,000.
Right.
You can't say 70,000.
That's correct. Here's what you want to do. The question is that if Hubzu says that the minimum bid is $82,000, can you bid 78? The answer is no. Here's the strategy for that. You just hope and pray that it doesn't sell, and Hubzu will put it back on the market within a day or a couple of days, and they'll lower the price. Okay? That's one strategy that you can do if you want to get something for a better price. Let's look.
Does Hubzu allow you to offer in a contingency bid before the auction starts?
Good question. Is there a buy it now bid before the auction starts? The answer is yes, and I don't know if it's every single one of them or only some of them, but you need to look for that on the properties page. Okay. So right now we've got 8 properties in Onondaga County. I'm going to click on Elbow Road as the properties page, and we're going to examine what's there, okay? And that's on our next page. Actually, it's not. Our next page is the United States. Let me show you another way of searching, okay, before we get to Elbow Road. Another way is to actually search on the map. It's kind of cool. You'll see that there are so many properties in New York State. There's 1,900. There's 1,917 properties in the Northeast. And then when you go to New York State and click on New York State from the map, you'll see there are 71 properties in New York State. Then as you drill down even further, you see that there is 12 in Central New York. So all you're doing at this point is you're zooming in, just like you do in MapQuest or Google Maps. You're zooming in on the local area, and they start to break apart where these properties are and how many properties are there. And then as you go zoom in a little bit more from where it says the number 12 in Onondaga or the surrounding area of Syracuse, you see the 12 properties laid out in Oswego, in Onondaga, and Oneida County, Madison County, and you see the 12 or more, there's actually a few more, and you see a price with a little button, little dot indicating where it is, and you see the price of the property above it. And then from there you can click on one of those little dots and you can drill down even further by seeing the actual property itself. That's another way of doing your search. Okay. Let's go to Elbow Road, 301 Elbow Road in North Syracuse. All right, here we are. Now, starting bid is $59,000. You see that right there? Okay.
What's it there? 62 on here.
59.
I know. On your sheet, you're going to see $62,000. The reason being is that this was taken about a week ago. Okay, Elbow Road did not sell at $62,000, so they put it on the market, back on the market, for $59,000. Now, if you were to bid $59,000 on this property, it would not meet the reserve. I can tell you that already. It would not meet the reserve. Now, does that mean that the investor or bank who is utilizing this service would take your offer of 59?
They might.
That's right. They've got 3 days to respond to your offer. Say, Marty, you put the offer in for 59. You're the only person. Reserve was not met. They will take that $59,000 offer. They will turn to the investor and say, will you take $59,000? And the investor will say, no, yes, but we will. Or if it's no, we will take this. Now, as we go down here, you can see the bidding history. And right now, nobody has bid on it. Okay? If it is, you'll see several names, if several people have bid on it. And you'll see it blanked out, their screen name or whatever. There's some anonymity involved here to a certain degree.
So this is similar to the old HUD, when you could see who bid on it.
Yeah, it is in a way. And it does show how much they bid on it. So as we go down here, again, we see the reserve. Seller sets a minimum, says right here, a minimum price. They don't tell you what that is. As the bidding progresses and it gets above 62, it may all of a sudden at some point reserve met. Okay? Bid history. This is where you place your bid. Right there. All right? You click on it. And I'm just going to show you.
Are you registered to bid on this one? Are you registered to bid? Do you have to register to bid?
Yeah, you do. So that whole registration process that I showed you at the very beginning of this seminar.
That's just to get into the website.
Yeah.
You have to register to bid on each one you want to bid on, right? On each property.
Well, when you click on it.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know everything there is to know about this. This is all brand spanking new. Well, here's the thing. Once you're registered in there, you should be able to bid at that point. Once you've registered. Okay? So, right now, when I push the button for place bid, then you put your username or your email address and your password in there. Then you get inside. That's how it works. Okay?
So you don't have to register for each one, but you have to sign into that
box. Yes, you do. You have to sign into the box. Thank you.
Is there a minimum deposit you have to
We'll get to that in just a second. I want to show you. So you continue. You look at this. Read this over. It's in your sheet here.
Check the box.
Smart first tape in your room.
Now, at this point, it has not committed you yet.
And by the way, when you do commit yourself to a bid, you've committed yourself.
You didn't have to put a deposit down
to
bid.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, so have you visited the property? Yes or no? Could be no. 4 days, 2 hours, 28 minutes left. Current highest bid, zero. Starting bid amount. So you could put it in for $59,000.
What if you put it in for less here?
Now,
it's at 59 now.
Yeah.
I forgot ours is at 62.
Understand that there are additional fees with this. That $59,000 offer that you're registering as your bid amount, there's also a $299 technology fee that gets added to the bid, and also a buyer's premium, which is anywhere between 1% to 7%, no less than $1,000. What is a buyer's premium? Buyer's premium is that which you're going to be paying the auction service to thank them for putting this on their auction site.
So they're about like real estate agents. That's how they get paid.
That's how they get paid. And in this case, the auction fee or buyer's premium is 4.5% or an additional $2,655 plus the $299 technology fee. So your $59,000 offer is a purchase price of $61,954 with the buyer's premium and the technology fee added in.
John, is there an underlying agent locally attached to this property?
No, but you know what they do? Do this one right here?
Yes.
No, and if it, I mean, yes and no.
How would you, if you want an opportunity to go see it, because apparently they're asking you to see it.
Yes.
How would you get inside to go see it?
Contact a real estate agent, and they have like suggested ones on there. I mean, I've got my name attached to 30 Michigan Ave in Fulton. It's not even my listing, but I've had three or four people contact me as a result of it.
If it sells, do you get a piece of the 4.something%?
Not unless I'm actually if I'm behind the buyer that's doing this,
oh,
yeah. So I only get paid if I'm a buyer's agent. Because I'm not actually listing it through them myself personally. So I'm only buyer's agent. So
there is no real estate company
Not in this. Now, but there's going to be others when you got regular civilians trying to sell their house through a real estate company.
Here, on page one, there is a checkbox. I would like assistance from a local real estate professional.
There you go.
But I was just wondering how they, most houses when they bought, have a real estate agent. How is this auction site getting them without a real estate agent or company?
Directly through the bank. Yeah.
It's just like
now,
is the agent.
Check this out. It's a thing called AutoBid. AutoBid is you check it off if you want to use it, and you bid. It can automatically bid in $1,000. In this case, $1,000 increments, and you put your maximum in there. So I'm going to put on Elbow Road $70,000.
You're not online with this, are you?
I am. I'm live online with this.
Well, you don't want to do the bid?
No. No. Okay.
He knows how hard he can get.
He hasn't signed his name.
Yeah,
yes,
him.
He did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So, no, I know, but I haven't committed anything yet. Oops, they're going
to
probably...
If not, we all have to kick in.
Or die.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they ask you for the... Okay, so then now they ask you for the agent's information. And this is where you write in, and it's my agent information is in here. You write john@adolfi.com, name John Adolfi. It's already... Reset buyer's agent information, my phone number, and the real estate company.
Okay, other than the fact that we like you and you're a nice guy, why would we put a real estate agent in here if we can do all this bidding from our computer at all?
Well, you can because of the fact that you do like me. They supply me with a code to be able to get to the buyer inside. I can get that code at any point. The other thing is that I can assist you in the whole bidding process, because the problem is, and this has happened before, with the house that I sold on Pendergast Road, this was the system that they used. My client put an offer in for $98,000. Somebody had put an offer in for $94,000 or $96,000 just previous to that. And the person, it ended at 5 o'clock. I think it was somewhere around 5 p.m. He was at work. And his realtor didn't drop the ball. She couldn't get a hold of him. He wanted to put a paper offer in for $100,000 after the auction was over with. So the other thing that you're going to get when you include me in here is me sitting there being aware of when the auction dates start and stop and being on the phone with you and even maybe even bidding for you on your behalf. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and cancel this at this point because I'm not sure too how far we got to go before. I'm sure they say, you know, what, there's one more after this, but we're going to go ahead and cancel it. But you get the idea.
This has some different operational functions than auction.com does.
And I haven't explored auction.com to the degree here because I was going to teach this tonight. But I want to let you know that right up here, there's another thing I want you to see. Financing considered versus cash. Obviously, if it's a cash, they're only accepting cash, that's going to give you a strategic advantage. Because typically, people aren't going to go put 25% down as an investor and go get financing, typically. So that's going to knock a lot of people out of the ballpark when it comes to bidding on these, because they only accept the cash offer. Okay, so that's one thing to look for. The other thing to look for is, in a traditional sale, unlike this, this will say, not place bid, but make an offer. Make an offer. The blue button or green button, whatever. Place bid or make an offer.
What's the difference there? What's that?
So you can go below the starting bid on this? Or they wouldn't have a starting bid?
They don't. I have not put any bids in that were under the starting bid.
But if they had make an offer, I would think they would.
They're distinguishing the difference between an auction and a, I guess you could say, auction for the regular sale.
Okay. Yeah, but based on what I saw, when you had an opportunity to put your bid in a couple screens ago,
right?
It didn't preload the minimum bid. You could have put under.
No, that's true. We could have. And I don't know if it'll accept it or not. I haven't gone that far with it.
It also says reserve met no.
Right.
Yeah, but this won't meet the reserve either.
So there's some, look, there's still some experimentation to be done here. This is a great thing about blazing the trail here, you know, because the learning curve here, there's a learning curve, and everyone else is clueless about this for the most part, because it's so new to most people. And that's the reason why I'm bringing it to you folks tonight. The reserve is not shown till it's met. When it is, then it'll show it. I think we already talked about that. So once it's met, the seller will can relist if the reserve we talked about that is not met.
So everybody knows your bid if you met the reserve then.
I don't know if that's the case or not. And it, yes, of course they know your bid.
No, because yeah. It's somebody bids higher than you, 65.
I thought they listed the bids in there.
No, no. Yeah, they do. I'm sorry. Yes, they do. Yes, they will see your bid. And that's just like if you were Bros texting saying, yeah, I'm going to put 59 in. And the guy says, well, I'll do 60. Well, I'll do 61. Same idea. It's not a sealed bid. You know. Yeah.
It's not your real name.
That's right.
It's your long name.
He's been going by Randall for so long, he thinks it's his real name. I've forgotten my real name.
Just remember, the seller can reject any bid. It doesn't matter if it's met the reserve or not. They have the right to reserve to reject any bid. And
why set up a reserve then? If the bid goes to the seller no matter what, and he can say yay or nay, why even have a reserve?
Great question.
It doesn't make sense.
Great question.
But once they hit the reserve, they're committed to sell.
Understand that the more encumbered an offer is, such as I want to do financing versus cash, I want to have seller concessions versus not, the more that it becomes a question of rejecting the bid. That's not a problem with you guys. You're not going to be asking the seller to put give you kickback closing costs. You're not going to be asking the seller to wait on my financing, please. Okay. Typically, you've got your financing in place, and you're dealing as a cash buyer. Again, earnest money anywhere between 1,000 to 1 to 7%.
That's considered earnest money, or is that considered the tag-on fees?
Tag-on fees.
So where is the earnest money? Because I see that here on the next page, that there is earnest money, but I didn't see it on this bidding process.
Is that under each property fee? It's after it's been accepted.
Right, and some of these questions are going to be best answered by doing some digging yourself, because I was not able to address every question tonight on this.
Oh, we're 5% of 1,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm blind. See these glasses.
So now notice that there is a thing called an own it now option. It talks about on the next page. I'm on the before you bid, please read the following. Sellers may add an own it now option on or before the third day the listing is posted. I've even seen a pre-listing own it now. I've seen that too. I don't know if I saw it on auction or Hubzu. So it gets ready for auction and they got this buy it now price. Okay?
Oh,
so
there's, like on eBay.
Yeah, like on eBay.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, let's go to the last page because we've pretty much done everything that one can do at least. Oh, and by the way, here you can see the time remaining. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the bidding process. 4 days, 2 hours, 17 minutes, 30 seconds. As it states here, they will accept bids up to 1 second before the auction ends. If a bid comes in 1 second before the auction ends, they go into overtime. They tack on another 15 minutes. And they keep doing that until the auction is over with.
Or until the bids stop.
Yeah. Until the bids stop coming in, that's right. Then they go 15 minutes after the last bid comes in, and then it's over with. It's done. Interesting. Interesting. This gives you another avenue of properties to look at, to consider. Think about it. This, you can do this right from your own home. You don't have to go anywhere. You can, you know, that scanning first before you go a little bit deeper into something. And all, this is all you got to do. You're at home. You like it. You like something. It looks interesting. John, get me the code. Next morning, John gets the email. I find the code for you. We either go see it together or we get you the code. You go take a look at it and you say, looks good to me. Sign me up. Let's do this. And then we go ahead and follow the auction and perhaps bid. That's it. It's easy. It's easy.
Can these be on MLS?
They might or may not be.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah. And I haven't seen it.
The same house on two or three different places.
Yeah. Now, let me explain before you even ask, where do they pay me? Now, we know where how the auction company gets paid. Let's say they take the $59,000 plus all those other fees that are attached to it. It comes to $61,900. So the Hubzu gets that the 4.5% plus the technology fee. They do not pay me out of that. That goes strictly to Hubzu. What Hubzu does is they take a commission, whether it be 5 or 6%, and they pay it off of the $59,000. That's how they do it. We just got done doing another one here in Phoenix.
What do you mean they pay it off?
The sales amount.
They pay the sales agents.
The seller
is paying right based off of the $59,000, not the $61,900.
Right.
And they pay us out of that portion. Okay. Just to give you an idea, we had 35 Bridge Street, single family house, kind of beat up, large, 2,000 square feet, and we were going to do a short sale, and they asked us to put it on Hubzu, and we did.
Yeah, what happened with that?
It sold with the technology fee and everything else for $36,000, and they accepted it.
$36,000?
Yeah. They owed like $60,000?
Yeah.
Something like that, and they took it. And they just got done closing.
And yeah. The renovations in that situation would be, what, about 30?
Or more.
The house was a little bit beat up, and it's a large house. Yeah.
It might have been 45.
I don't know. Different people have a different way of getting the same thing done, and sometimes, you know.
It's an old house.
Yeah.
Once you break into things, there's nothing more there.
Tell me about it. Well, I have one new house.
All right, so a couple of things here. I want to recap a few things. Number one, when you go to the Hubzu site and you see that big, huge thing that says, big, huge, latent box that says search our listings, and you can enter in any address, put in, and I'm going to put in Oswego County this time. County, NY. Mm-hmm. And it's already trying to supply it for me. Oswego has
six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How many of those are under contract?
None of them, I believe.
But you have to view.
So you got 66 Road, starting bid. Here's the one they got my name attached to, 30 Michigan Ave in Fulton, $14,000 for this house. Mm-hmm. There, look at this. There you go. Own it now. $20,000. See the button? Should I push it? Push it?
No.
Liz is over there going, no. Okay, so here's what's wrong with this house. Okay, I have not been inside the house.
You know, and it's purple?
Forget about the purple. Just that can be changed. What is hard to change, is the fact that it's got a slab. And, you know, sometimes slabs have cracks in them. They do. Sellers do. This happens too. But in one portion of the house, the crack, it heaves 8 inches up or down. Down, I think it is. And I told him, I says, look, all you got to do is get about 7 inches of carpet pad and just stick it over in that corner and then just carpet over the whole thing and you're fine.
Submitted then.
And I don't know if they'll do it on houses, but they do it on driveways. They'll actually pump concrete and lift it back up.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's what it needs. It needs a lift like that. Wow. Tom is just saying that there's a company that comes in and push concrete in and could push the slab up to its place.
That's an expensive ordeal, though.
Place where it needs to be. So, yeah, here you go. There's me. See? Need help from a local agent, and they've got me on there. So because I've signed up for them, and they just are using me for it, it was kind of interesting. So,
how long does it take to close? Obviously, on a short sale.
Yeah, a short sale is going to take a little longer. They like to keep things moving, so everything's going to be like about 30 days. They like 30, 40 days, 20, 30, 40 days. Let me just say it like that. You know.
When I bought off of auction.com, they said 30 days to close, and they wanted to close in 15 days. And they weren't ready to close in 15 days.
So go ahead and search by county. Once you search by county, then you want to click on the property and then check it out. Let's see what this one says.
Show details.
Show details. See the detail page. See if it looks like anything that you like. Go ahead and do more due diligence on the internet. This is where I come in. This is where you say, hey, John, East Washington Street and Brewerton Road. $55,000 is the starting price. This is where I come in and can help you. John, can you do a CMA, quick CMA on Washington Street and Brewerton? Just tell me what you believe that property's worth, even before we go inside or anything. And that's one thing I can do. That way, Tom's over there going, you know what? That seems to make sense. You know, I want to pursue this a little bit further. What's the code? What's going on? So we get the code. We get you inside again. You evaluate it. It's simple. You get online. You start to bid.
And don't check that you want Norton Virus Protector or Norton Computer.
So that automatic bidding option allows you to set a max, and then through whatever the increment is, it'll bid for you while you're sleeping or at work or whatever. But still, though, I'm your last line of defense watching this thing, communicating with you, knowing what's going on, you know?
All right. I'm going to ask a loaded question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because I'm always suspicious of these third party, long distance, out of auction passes.
Yep, okay.
Depending on the house, and probably on a house of this price, they're not going to do it, but is there ever a danger of them bidding against you?
Who?
Hubzu.
I don't believe so. The question is, will Hubzu bid against us? Like are you talking about, like, if there's a plant at one of the auctions, like you go over to Beeville, you go to auction, and there might be a plant there?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. No. My gut feeling is that wouldn't be the case, that they would have a plant. And in the several times that I've seen it, I've not seen anything like that. It's legit. Legit in the sense that there's nobody helping it along to get a higher price. It's a lot more impersonal here, you know, with these online things. Like HUD, you know, they say, well, don't they know that there's water stains in the bathroom? No, they don't care. This is just one piece of inventory. Well, doesn't the bank know that they're paying taxes on this and that they should move it out sooner than later? No, they don't care. They don't care. And so I believe that one of the reasons why this kind of bulletproofs this is because nobody cares. It just let it do its thing. So that's about it for our first run with learning about how these auctions work. So, you know, by all means, go to Hubzu.com, go to auction.com, and start looking at those properties as a possibility of purchasing as an investor. Remember, investors can purchase right along the side of owner-occupants, okay? So there's no preferential treatment, number one. Number two, it's easy to check it out, do your online due diligence, and then pick up the phone and call me. I can add to the mix, get your code, go inside of it, and then kick back and bid on it or not. Okay?
The only thing I would caution before you go to auction.com is they have a minimum $2,500 bid deposit that you get back if you don't win. But
okay.
You have to put a deposit down in order to bid on each individual.
Interesting.
Property.
Okay. Dennis is saying that auction.com is asking for a $2,500 deposit before you can bid, whereas Hubzu apparently does not.
If you want to bid on five houses, that's 2,500 times five.
Okay. If you want to bid on five houses, it's 2,500 times five.
If you start to do volume bidding, they'll reduce that a little bit.
And by the way, let me just, as an added bonus here tonight, let's talk real briefly about eBay. eBay. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And there was a course that I got that these guys in 2003 came out with. They thought at that point in 2003, because eBay was just kicking butt right around that time, before all of a sudden they started charging too many fees, and then all of a sudden everyone...
I was going to say, did they reduce their final sale fee and stuff like that for the real estate?
I don't know.
or final sale fee is about 12%.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. For other, right. eBay does have some hefty fees for just minor little things.
Yeah.
I don't know about the houses, but let me say this. They thought that eBay and the house selling division on eBay, if you might want to call it that, was going to be the next thing. They were wrong. It's an embarrassment to go on eBay. Typically, what's on eBay is, are we ready for this? Guys that go and buy a package of houses, make their money on the good ones, and then take their refuse and put it on eBay. And then, they, if you notice in the history, they sell them 3, 4, 5 times before actually the transaction goes through and it finally disappears. And it's done. I'll see them bidding over and over on the same one. And you can get houses for $4,000, $3,000, $4,000, $1,600, $5,000.
They already made their money.
But watch out. I mean, I have no idea what else is involved in it. Are there taxes that they're going to be attached to it? Are there not? Are there any liens or not? Maybe not, you know, and just be careful. And call me if you see something on eBay. I don't want to bid on it. Just call me so I can help you out with it, okay? And advise you and see if there's anything I think that looks... Yeah, and by the way, let me just say something about that. Nobody really asks me this, but I really don't forward the information. I don't compete against you guys at all as a real estate agent. I think that would be dirty pool if I did. I know I wouldn't like it if somebody else did it, but I don't.
Do you want to tell that to Bill?
We're not going to name names here tonight, Dennis, as far as who does do that. But the only times that I've ever bought a HUD house is when I got really frustrated twice. Because my best efforts to sell it to an investors or whatever that came and looked was it just didn't work, you know. And I'm like going, this is a good deal, and so then I bought it myself after I tried over and over to sell it. So all right, now I guess that really does conclude this evening's first round of teaching on how auctions work. And as we progress through the months and as we learn more about this stuff, we will again attack it again with more information, more techniques, more strategies. Yes, Marty.
Sorry, are these all free of taxes and liens, everything?
Typically, whenever you buy a house from an auction or a government-owned home or a bank foreclosure, they are going to be, if the taxes haven't been completely paid up, they will be paid up, prorated, water bill, everything. And by the way, water bill is a sneaky one. You got to really pay attention to that one because that one can get under the radar. But taxes and all liens are satisfied prior to closing, okay?
And how does the closing actually take place with
this? It's done through the auction services and the attorneys.
By FedEx.
Yeah.
And either in this state, your real estate attorney, or where I bought it through a title company.
I would still get title insurance.
Oh,
122 Putnam.
Yep.
Okay. What the bank did was they actually... My attorney couldn't get...
Just 1 second. I just want to say thank you, everyone, tonight for attending the seminar. And if you have any questions about this, again, you can get the syllabus by just hitting reply or contacting me at the office at 315-695-6434. My email address is john@adolfi.com. Thanks a lot. Okay.